And say if you had, you ever had anything, you ever grow any of that stuff you might, green stuff you might put in salads? You might put in a tongue salad or something like that.
Yeah, you mean celery and lettuce? Yeah, you grow it here too.
And what about the kind of vegetable, kind of green, or maybe about this long, and has a kind of fuzzy outside of sting, and you might put it in a gumbo or something like that, or fried. You ever grow any of that?
Not that I know.
You ever grow any okra or anything like
yes,
that?
Yes, sir. I've got this out there trying to grow it right now. Me and the cut worms.
They're about to get it.
They sure have been working on.
How much you got out there?
Not much, just enough to make a mess of okra about every other day. I grow enough that that we put quite a little bit in the freezer to have during the winter. I like it fried.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, man.
You ever grow those things that when you cut them up, they might make you cry, the white thing?
Onions? Yeah, I grew them.
You growing different kinds of onions?
Well, it's according to what you want to do with it. If you want to just grow the shoots for the tender onion to cut up and so anything you want to use it in, or if you want to use if you want to let it grow to make just a regular old onion where you store and keep it, why you grow different kinds. There's a lot of different kind of onions.
You grow that, the kind that are maybe young little fresh ones that you eat. You
know? Well, that's what I'm talking about. And it's, what do you call the things? Nest eggs and stuff like that. Then you can go out there and just grow up a bunch of them. And you go out there and break them off and they just keep on growing. Yeah, I started to plant some, but I never planted or started this to get them out to plant them. They are freeze, I didn't put them in the out of the way and they froze.
Now what about the, you grow those big red things you might slice and eat?
Eggplant?
Mm-hmm. Or the red things that you might slice and put salt on or pepper and you might eat them in a salad. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You grow tomatoes?
Oh yeah. I got the prettiest tomatoes out there bush you ever want to look at right now.
Something else, the red is smaller and grows on the ground, a root, you know, kind of a root. You just pull it up to eat it.
Carrots? Yeah, I grow. I don't do it much, but I can.
And another one, too, is much redder. It's a little root, little round ones.
Radish? That's we grow them. You grow white ones and red ones. Here, and then there's a little round one that they grow, and then there's a horse radish that'll set you afire.
I guess so. You mentioned you ate grits. Did you ever eat anything kind of like, something like grits, but instead of grinding the corn up, you just let it take the whole grains and leach the outside of them?
Oh, that's hominy. Lied hominy? Take out, help make a menu and have to rub it on a rub board to rub the husk off of it after you boil it. Yes, sir. Lied hominy. Put it in a lye. And then you got to wash it to get it all that lye off of it. And you rub it on an old rub board. I've rubbed a menu to get the husk off of it. Washing it and getting it ready to put in the can.
What about that other stuff, the grain that they eat a lot over in China and Japan, and the white grain like that?
I don't know about that. Now, I might know, but I don't know where I would have known.
It would be like a staple food at all Chinese. And all.
Rice?
Yeah, you ain't growing around
here? Yeah, you can grow it here. We used to grow it down there at home. Yeah, you can grow it if you got low enough ground.
Yeah.